In small towns, news travels fast, but it's usually based on word of mouth, not verifiable facts. More and more rural places in the San Joaquin Valley are becoming news deserts. Even the local newspapers are mostly ads and press releases. Reporter Laura Satsui traveled to western Fresno County to find out what that means for the people who live there.
Hi, I'm just
finishing
up here.
Joseph Frio Frio has lived in Mendota his whole life. He runs the town's pool hall, and I meet him outside while he's hosing down a single planter on the sidewalk. We step inside to talk. He turns down his music, cuts off some fans, and the two of us sit in a large room with six pool tables. Coin-operated arcade games line the back wall. Joseph Frio Frio used to be a city council member in Mendota and two-time mayor. These days, he's campaigning for another round on the city council.
I mean, come on.
He shows me a flyer the city sends to residents along with the water bill. It's called the Mendota Journal.
Comes in the water bill in English and Spanish.
There's so little news in this town, even the city is trying to reach residents with a newsletter. Rio Frio says that news coverage in Mendota is very limited. If he wants to know what's going on, he checks the Fresno Bee's website or his ABC 30 app on his smartphone. But more often than not,
you know, we hear things, pick up the phone, call somebody. But, you know, we don't have a local newspaper like we used to.
The Firebomb Mendota Journal still exists as a weekly paper sent to residents, but it's small these days and mostly ads. Rio Frio says the journal used to have a reporter stationed in Mendota who he would see all the time at local functions. That's changed.
Most of it is people calling in. If they don't hear from any people or persons that want something printed for, you know, for all to see, people in Kerman, Fireball, San Joaquin, Tranquility, they're not gonna, they don't know about it.
Tim Draklis is a journalism professor at Fresno State. He says that a loss of news or consistent quality local reporting can be dangerous.
The danger that you have is that the community stops being aware of what's going on, what the issues are in the community. Traditionally, weekly and daily newspapers have been used by communities to tell folks what's going on. And when those people who are telling you or telling the readers all these news disappear, you don't get that news anymore.
Communities that lose quality reporting are called news deserts. In nearby Kerman, residents get the Kerman News, but it's also mostly ads. The few news stories don't even have reporters' bylines, so it's not clear who wrote them. Oddly enough, the paper's editor, Mark Keelan, lives in Texas. He didn't return our phone calls and emails. And like many residents I spoke with, Sandra Miller says she gets her news this way.
I go to the senior center in church and you'd hear everything from church or the senior center, you know.
Miller grew up in Fresno and moved to Kerman to care for her parents. But even word of mouth can't cover a local election.
I wanted to know more about the candidates. I don't like all the smearing on TV, you know, and people believe that. We need more things out there to really know of people.
Olga Garcia lives in the town of San Joaquin, but on this day, she's hanging out with friends at a coffee shop in Mendota. She's 18 years old, so this is the first time she's ever had the opportunity to vote. But she says that she doesn't know too much about what's on the ballot, and she's never been very interested in the news.
I never really thought about it twice. I was kind of just like, okay, that's just not my thing. But now everybody's urging everyone to vote. And you know, that kind of gives the feeling that it's really important and maybe we should be looking into all that.
Her family doesn't watch the news either, so Garcia says if she wants to know what's going on, she relies on gossip or social media.
And since it's such a small town, you know, word gets around. My mom has friends and they talk about things like that. So yeah, my mom's kind of like another source I have where I find information.
But as Tim Draklis, the Fresno State professor, points out, these sources don't replace journalism.
No one goes to town meetings anymore, and communities that don't have a newspaper and don't have a good, reliable local media covering the issues within that community don't have any source of information anymore. They're just going off of what they hear on TV or read in national news outlets or online, which isn't always verified and accurate.
These news deserts seem even more pronounced with the election just a week away. With Valley Public Radio, I'm Laura Satsui in Mendota.